I mean, you say lifelike cosmetic dentures. How is that different than maybe, you know, my grandpa used to have? I have a lot of visions about that. And maybe that was, you know, old style, but that's probably what some of the listeners have in their mind, too. So lifelike cosmetic dentures, lifelike. If you could just tell us what the differences are on that.
It is a phenomenal service. They're often seen on a Monday, and by Thursday or Friday, they have teeth that lock in, and they also have teeth that we've spent time with them to make sure they have a beautiful smile, even up close. We don't want anybody, any friends or family, to be able to tell that you don't have your own teeth. So we ask patients at the first consultation visit to bring in a photo of their smile, maybe at their high school graduation or a time of life that they really liked, their wedding, or someone else's smile if they never liked their smile that they really looked up to. And it is that smile that we use to match the shape, the color, the position, the mold of teeth, and we make sure that smile doesn't look fake. We want a phenomenal look that when anybody is up close, they cannot tell that they have dentures. My Aunt Anna Mae, who is my godmother, came to me for a set of teeth, a full upper denture, and I promised her that we would give her one that she would be able to go out in public with great confidence. And she relayed to me after a couple years of having her new smile that she was at the nearby mall when a tooth bleaching product was being given out as samples, and they wanted to know if you've ever experienced, ever tried one. Her and her friend walked up in the line, and there was a long line, and her friend was asked to step out because the person qualifying them said, "This is not a product that we can use with dentures." And my aunt just smiled and showed off her beautiful teeth and walked right by them and got the samples that she wanted to use for her lower teeth.
That is a great story, isn't it? So really, I mean, conversational distance, a couple, 3 feet, people will not even know then. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly. It's very important to us that they have that sort of wow experience, that they can smile anywhere and at anybody, and nobody knows it's anything but a natural and their own smile, their own teeth.
Well, it sounds like you are on the Christmas list for Aunt Anna Mae then, I guess, for a few years, huh?
Yes, I am. My godmother's always been good to me.
Okay. Well, very good. Again, if you want the number for more information about lifelike cosmetic dentures and mini implants, if you want to contact Dr. John Herman, the phone number is 716-675-6900, 716-675-6900, on the internet. I know there are internet savvy people out there, and they want information just in the comfort of their homes, or they're not pressured or feel obligated to do anything but want more information. You can go to the website, www.tightdentures36.com, and get more information. Again, that website, tightdentures36.com. Doctor, I really get a feeling here that there's something a little bit different going on, that you have a concern for the value of life, and you're impacting lives out there, and you're trying to help, and as you do with this product, as you do with their whole smile, their appearance, social settings, and every other way, you're impacting lives, and so that has to be rewarding for you then.